This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. As of the start of this year, some 33 states had legalized some form of cannabis use, mostly for medical purposes, but Texas has been slow to embrace the change. Just ask those companies looking to obtain a license to lawfully sell medical marijuana in the Lone Star State. The 2015 Compassionate Use Act mandated that the Department of Public Safety, DPS, allow at least 3 licenses to applying companies. And just how many licenses have been issued since then? Exactly 3. It stayed at the minimum, even though 43 businesses applied in 2017. Last week, DPS stopped taking applications halfway through the acceptance window. Heather Fazio is director of Texans for Responsible Marijuana Policy. And Heather, thanks for dropping by the Texas Standard Studios.
Appreciate the opportunity.
So what does DPS say about why they're keeping it at 3, especially with so many people knocking at the door wanting licenses?
Well, what they've said is that the market simply doesn't demand more licenses being issued. And in large part, they're correct. The state legislature restricts access very strictly to this medicine, only allowing very few patients to access it. And so with that, the 3 companies could very well serve those patients very well. The problem here is that they move forward with announcing an application process, moving forward with opening an application process, and then abruptly closed it without much explanation, demonstrating that maybe they didn't do the due diligence that they should have to begin with.
Is there a sense that DPS is trying to limit the number of licenses that they issue because of a particular policy position that the department itself has taken on the issue of medical marijuana?
You know, we haven't seen anything to express anything other than the people working with DPS truly want to see this program work. They want to see patients having access to it. And I believe that the people on the ground at DPS are good people working hard to make it work. I think this came from the top down, from leadership in this state who do not want to see this program expanded.
Now, just to be clear, DPS oversees these operations, as I understand it, to make sure that THC, the psychoactive component of cannabis, is at the most minimum of levels, right? What is that level? Is it 0.00 or what exactly?
Well, currently, our state program allows access to 0.5% THC.
0.5%, 0.5% of THC.
Correct. And this is marginally better than the over-the-counter hemp products that patients can purchase right now at places like People's Pharmacy here in Austin or on Amazon. And that change really makes this program largely irrelevant. So looking at the market, not only are the 3 licensees having to compete with over-the-counter products, but they were faced with having to compete with now new people coming into the market. And I think that they may have had a say in trying to influence DPS and the state in whether or not they move forward with more licenses.
So I understand that you were at the Capitol testifying on this issue. What did you have to tell politicians?
In large part, what I had to say was that we need to reduce licensing fees. We need to allow more businesses into the market. We need to allow an opportunity for entrepreneurs to succeed.
But if the economics aren't there, especially with the low levels of THC and the competition that does exist elsewhere, what would it matter if you could license more? I mean, if you opened up that licensing process, would it really make a difference? And can DPS do something like that on its own?
They certainly could. There's no cap on the number of licenses they can issue. And while it may not make economic sense for many of those businesses if they're expecting a quick turnaround, there is big opportunity. If you have long-term investors who understand that you getting in on the ground floor, being one of the first licensees to establish your brand, establish your reputation in the community, and help to expand the program when the next time the legislature meets, mm-hmm. you have a big opportunity in this market.
The way that this has been cast in the minds of people who don't want to see this expansion is often that this is not just a slippery slope, but that there's a certain disingenuousness about this process when it comes to cannabis and the medical use of cannabis, that in fact what the real goal is legalization. And there are a lot of people in Texas who don't want to see legalization. What would you say to them?
Well, we've just seen the majority of Texans now actually do support repealing prohibition, and there's a meaningful conversation to happen there from a public safety standpoint and from a liberty standpoint. But it is unconscionable that we would deprive patients who are sick and dying of access to medicine that can help improve their quality of life just because we're afraid of a future political conversation about repealing marijuana prohibition.
Heather Fazio leads Texans for Responsible Marijuana Policy. Thanks so much for stopping by the Texas Standard Studios. Good to meet you.
Thank you.
And you are listening to the Texas Standard.